The scale of tragedy in this country since Saturday has been difficult to comprehend, made worse by the fact that so many children and young people died. For their siblings, for their close friends, these days, weeks, months and years ahead will be filled with grief and a huge sense of loss. But how do children, so young, show their grief when for most of them death is rarely, if ever, thought about or considered by them? And how can they be supported through it? Well, we are joined this morning from our Limerick studio by Sister Helen Culhane, who is founder and CEO of the Children's Grief Centre in Limerick. Sister Helen, thank you for being with us. And I'm very conscious that at a young age of 5, 6, 7, 8 years of age, children do become aware to an extent of death and the fact that someone isn't around anymore. But perhaps it's hard for them to put that into words. So how will they be a feeling in your experience?
Good morning, Audrey. And it is a very sad day when you think of all the children who are grieving their friends and remembering the family in particular, and my deepest sympathy to all. And I'm working with bereaved children for the last 20 years. And exactly as you have said, children are unable to verbalise what they're feeling. So what usually happens, they will act it out. For example, they'll have tummy aches, they'll have nightmares, they'll find it difficult to sleep. So that's the first thing, for especially for parents, to watch out for. We're always inclined to maybe move children on to other professionals. But from our experience, it's the parents are the most important people to pick up the clues. And children will model how their parents are grieving.
But that's very hard, isn't it, when the parents are grieving themselves, if it's a child that they have lost?
I agree 100%. And that's why it's so important that there are supports. Like here in Limerick, we have the Children's Grief Centre. And I've been, listening to the principals of the various schools. And I heard them explain the other night that they have a pastoral care plan in place, and that's so important, and that the NEPS psychologists are also coming in, and where all that support together and the support of the community. And I know this, Avril, in the centre that I work with, we have dealt with many similar tragedies, and what really works is when there's a combined effort of support.
Sister Helen, is it important for siblings, for children whose sibling has died, how important is it for them in the hours and the days after the death or a parent's death to be involved in all of the rituals, to feel part of it, rather than perhaps being excluded as would have been the case years ago?
Oh, Avril, that is so important, because if it is so important that they are involved. They need to be involved. They need to be given a choice. And I do think people are more open to that. And children need to be asked and encouraged. You know, you'll find that children might want to say a little poem, might want to be involved in saying a prayer of the faithful or whatever. No, it is very important, because, again, I know from my vast experience that these are memories that will live on with the children on into adulthood. And it is like so many children would have said to me, and I was there, I was at the funeral, whether it was of a grandparent or a parent or of a sibling. And just to mention there, like these days and weeks, the children and the parents will be in a state of shock. Their whole bodies will really shut down. They'll have to attend to the funerals and all of that. But it's in about 2 months that the shock will wear off and the very painful feelings of grief will rise to the surface.
And Sister Helen, then there are the friends of the children who die. And sometimes I think maybe they tend to get forgotten about in these days and weeks and months ahead. And they're grieving too.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And this is so important in the schools. I would have heard so many bereaved children talk about when a friend has died, that it's so important that the school, you know, keeps that desk free for 12 months at least. And this is important for the children to witness, or that their locker is not used by anyone else. And they will grieve, and they will grieve deeply. And this again, where the support, where we all support, whether from the parents to the school to the church or wherever, that that support is there. And I do think we are very good in Ireland to offer support. I suppose, Avril, is something that I always think about. I think we are very good when there is a, you know, a crisis, but I think it's important that those resources continue to be put in place, because we got to remember these children will be grieving initially for the next 2 years, will be very painful, but it's going to be long term. This will, there won't be a sad in 4 or 5 years, but it all depends on the support that we can give these children now.
Well, Sister Helen, we're very grateful to you for talking to us and guiding us through that this morning. And your centre, childrensgriefcentre.ie, is an excellent place to start for anyone looking for support and help. Thank you for joining us this morning, Sister Helen Coulhan, who is the founder and CEO of the Children's Grief Centre in Limerick, in our Limerick studio.